Okay, it's got a little bit tonight, so y'all just pray for me. Pray for me.
If y'all got your Bibles with you tonight, turn with me to Leviticus chapter 6. Leviticus 6. And I'm going to start with verse 8. Go down to probably verse 14. And it reads like this. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, the man Aaron and his son said, this is the law of the burnt offerings. It is the burnt offerings because of the burning upon the altar all night until the morning. And the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on his linen garments, and his linen breeches shall be he put on upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed, with the burnt offerings on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. And he shall put off his garments, and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp, unto a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. And this is the law of the meat offering. The son of Aaron shall offer it before the Lord. Before the Lord, before the altar. I want to preach a message to the Lord to be my helper. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Brother Horace, you want to pray for the message tonight?
Bless the reading of the word.
Lord, I pray for this anointing, Father God. Lord, this anointing, Father, I pray for the word of God. Lord, this anointing, you ever hear, Lord, to hear, Lord, to hear every heart, Lord, to understand, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, just take the word, Lord, tonight, Father, just drive it home, Lord. Lord, to each and every heart, Father God. Lord, just do a work, Lord, here tonight, Father. Lord, you say the word, Father, we're two or three together, together in your name, Lord. Lord, I your enemies, Father God. We know you're in the business tonight. Lord, just have your way in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Let's keep the fire burning. You know, I read in your hearing, you know, the Bible says the fire shall be ever burning upon the altar.
Right.
You know, it's going to be burning. You know, I thank God tonight I'm a wood toter. But I want to read a little something to you tonight, and I will go on after I lay this little foundation. It says, years ago, a fishing fleet went out from a small harbor on the east coast of Newfoundland. In the afternoon, there came a large, fierce storm. When night settled in, not a single fishing vessel of the fleet was in the harbor. All night long, the wind blew and thunders blasted. The wives, mothers, and children labored all night in prayer for their loved ones. Then, to add to their horror of the night, one of the houses caught fire. Since most of the men were on the storm-tossed sea, it was impossible to save the house from burning to the ground. When morning broke, to the joy of all who labored in prayer, there was one of the fleets, there was the fleet saved in the harbor. Everyone was home safe. Yet in the joy-filled crowd, there was one sad, fast face that was a picture of despair, the wife of the man whose house had burned to the ground. Meeting her husband, as he came to shore, she rejoiced that he was alive, but cried out in anguish, "Honey, we are ruined, our home, and all his belongings were destroyed by fire last night." But the man looked at her with excitement and exclaimed, "Thank God for the fire." Then all the men around said the same. The woman looked confused, and her husband announced, "It was the light of our burning house that guided the whole fleet into the port." I'm telling you tonight, that
woman labored in prayer. I'm telling you, they was interceding in prayer for their loved ones. And that's no more than it is tonight. That's why I brought up the title, "The Fire Shall Ever Be Burning Upon the Altar." Each and every one in this church tonight, we got loved ones we need to be laboring in prayer for. I'm telling you tonight, if you don't, pray for mine. We need to intercede. We need to stand in the gap. I'm telling you tonight, have you ever had a burden where you feel like you just need to get alone and pray for a person? I'm telling you, that's what these women was doing. They was praying. They was praying for their family. I thank God for a praying companion tonight. I thank God for some that prays and seeks the face of Almighty God. There ain't too many people doing it today. I'm telling you, we need to stand in the gap.
All right.
We need to stand in the gap.
Right.
You know, we need to have a prayer life. And we need to intercede for others on the other's behalf.
Right.
I'm telling you, I got a little sister tonight. It just grieves my heart that she can have breast cancer. But I'm telling you, it's going to take the ones that saved in my family, the ones in the church house, to get on their knees before Almighty God and intercede on their behalf. No more than it was the other day, Brother Bowen, for your son. Right. The saints of God interceded for him.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Shittamah, Kandesh, Shittamah. I'm telling you, the fire of God is always burning upon the altar.
Right.
It shall never go out.
Right.
I'm telling you, why does Christian go out today? Because he got no prayer life. He don't get along with God.
Right.
That's what it is today.
Right.
That's what it is today. They don't want to get on their face. Yeah. They want to do what they want to do. But
right.
I tell you, I want to get along with God. I want to be the one that is in the book of Matthew. Enter into that secret place.
Right.
And shut the door.
Yes.
Intercede. Intercede. These times, y'all don't never know about it. But these times, this pastor behind this pulpit, he's interceding for this flock. And other preachers in this church is interceding for this flock.
All right.
Because they got a vision. They got a vision. They want to see souls saved. They want to see people come on in.
Right.
They want to see people come into the doors. How you going to do it tonight, preacher? By interceding.
Right.
By interceding.
Man.
Just bear with me just a little while.
Bless you, Lord.
I had another message for tonight, but I felt like this was the way to go. The Lord got it all in His time. I'm going back to the book of Genesis. Y'all know where I'm going. So back where Moses interceded for the children of Israel.
Right.
This will be Genesis 18. Take me a minute to flip back. Genesis 18. Now I'm going to go to 21 through 32. Yeah, this will be where Abraham interceded, excuse me. And the Lord said, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, He said, I will go down now and see whether they have done it altogether according to the cry of it, which come to me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their face from thence and went towards Sodom. And Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? He said, peradventure, there'll be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place with the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee, he said, to do after the manner to slay the righteous with the wicked. And that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not all the judge of all the earth do right, he said. And the Lord said, if I find in this Sodom 50 righteous, it will not destroy the city. And he drops on down. He said, if I found 40, he will not destroy it. And he dropped on down. And if he just find 10 within the city, he would not destroy the city. But I'm telling you, it wasn't what Brother Hart said. There wasn't but 3 that come out of Sodom. There wasn't but 3. I'm telling you tonight, but Abraham, he interceded
for lying. He loved lying. You know, he got before his face before Almighty God, and he interceded for him. He said, oh, he said, will you not destroy it for the lack of them? I'm telling you tonight, and he said, you take your sons and your sons-in-laws. He said, you get them out of the city. I'm going to destroy the city. I'm telling you, he said, don't look back. You know, his wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. But I'm telling you tonight, he interceded. And I tell you, there was something to come out. We can intercede for our people. And there's something to come out of this world. There's something to come out of the whole pen. There's something to come out of sin. There's something to come out. We just got to get to a place where we intercede. We got to get in a place where we want to see souls saved. Where we want to see a work done. I'm telling you tonight, my Bible tells me a man without a vision, a preacher without a vision, that people perish. I'm glad I'm where their vision at. I'm glad we ain't lost our vision around here. I'm glad we still about the Father's business. We still interceding. We still want to see people come in.
Amen.
Still want to see people come in.
Yes.
You know, I had a phone call tonight before I come to church. You know, I preached her mother's funeral. She said, Frankie, I got to have a heart monitor put on. My heart started to mess up on me. She said, I've been praying for 5 months. I said, yeah, you've been praying, but you need to get in church. I said, the Bible says, not forsaking the assembling yourself together. Much more as you see these days approaching. I'm telling you, it's a lie right straight from hell. When our people think they can live right at home. I'm telling you tonight, you need to be in the house of God. But I'm interceding for that family. I'm praying for that family. I went to see the widower just the other day. He said, I want to come to church. And I'm looking for him to come in just any time. Why? Because I'm praying. I'm telling you, a man that prays, he's got to believe what he prays. I'm telling you, an unstable man, a double-minded man, is unstable in all his ways. He ain't going to receive nothing of the Lord because his prayers is cost. I'm telling you tonight, but I believe tonight, when you stand in the gap and you intercede, I believe something's going to happen.
Right. Praise
just
the Lord.
Bear with me.
Bless him.
Bear with me tonight. Going on over to Genesis 19. You know, and it says in 15, and when the morning arose, the angel hastened to Lot and arise, take thy wife and thy 2 daughters, which are here, lest I be consumed in the midst of the city. I'm telling you, that's amazing how a man like Abraham could just commune with God for his brother.
Right.
For his brother. Just bear with me, I'm going to turn on over to the book of Exodus. I think it's going on over there for Moses. I'm going to Exodus chapter 32, 7 through 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, get thee down for thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and sacrificed thereto, and said, this is thy God, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God, and said, Lord, when doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people? Just bear with me. Which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power, and with a mighty hand. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak to say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants to whom thou swearest by thy own self, and says unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. You want me to tell you what Moses was doing? He was standing in the gap. He knew the people had done corrupted themselves, but he wanted to stand in the gap. He wanted to talk to the Lord on their behalf. There was one point in there when he said, if he said, blot me out of the book of living. I'm telling you, he was wanting to have that relationship with God. There ain't no way I would say that much. But I'm telling you, he interceded for the children. He interceded for the house of Israel. I'm telling you, that was a man that had a relationship with God. And he interceded for the people.
Right.
You know, the children of Israel were stiff-necked. You know, there are a lot of church houses you go in today. You try to pastor some people. They stiff-necked. They stiff-necked. You know, sheep, they hard-headed. That's why the shepherd's got a staff. He takes a razor around their neck to pull them back in line. I'm telling you, they stiff-necked. They hard-hearted. But we intercede on their behalf.
Bless the Lord.
Intercessory prayer. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. That's where you get the blaze at. Here's where you fan the flame at. I'm telling you, you don't hear it everywhere you go. A lot of people, they just get there and they got a form of worship. That's what they got today. They go through the motions. They ain't got no fire. Their wood's wet. It won't burn. It won't burn tonight. But my Bible says the fire shall ever be burning upon this altar right here. And what you say, what you pray, he hears you. He might be turning a deaf ear to you just for a little while, but he hears you. He hears you the first time you pray. But sometimes we just got to keep going before the throne of grace. We got to keep interceding. We got to keep going before the Lord. You know, that person in the mind of the unjust king. You know, this widow woman, she kept going before the unjust king. She said, but will the forgiveness of my adversary forgive me of my debt? I'm telling you, he would not do it. But she continued coming. And she said, for this woman continued coming, she will worry as me. I'm going to forgive her the debt. I'm telling you, should not God avenge his own elect, which cry to him day and night? I'm telling you, he's going to revenge them speedily if he shall find faith upon the earth.
Right.
I'm telling you, we need to intercede. Stand in the gap.
Yes.
You looking at an old boy right here that's standing before you. Somebody interceded for me. They was praying for this old boy. I was one that was way out in sin. I was one that was way below the bottom. But I had an uncle. He was in fire baptized holding this church. He was getting along with God, him and his precious wife, and he was praying for my family. He said, save Frankie, save his wife. You know, I had Timmy then. I'm sure he brought up about Timmy. He said, I want to see that boy raised in church. He interceded on my behalf. I'm telling you, the church I come out of, they had a prayer churn up there at the altar, and he dropped people's name in it. And I tell you, different preachers will come around under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and they begin to stir up them prayer requests, interceding. I'm telling you, somebody was interceding on my behalf when they dropped my name in there. They said, save Frankie, save his family. I don't want to see him die lost and go to a burning hell. I'm telling you, intercessory prayer works.
Amen.
It works tonight.
It does.
It works. We just have to believe.
Yes.
When we pray, we have to believe that we have these things. And we shall have whatsoever we ask.
Yes.
But sometimes we let unbelief come in. Say, no, there ain't no hope. There's no need in you praying for this one. There's no need in you praying for that one. But I'm telling you, the devil's a liar tonight. And he's the father of it. When he speaks of a lie, he speaks of his own. Because he's the father of all lies. He's a liar.
Right.
is a lie. Try what I'm telling you tonight. Start interceding. Start getting along by yourself with God. And you see things take place. You can see things happen in your family. I had an aunt in 1979. All her family was lost. Every single one of them. Neither one of them was in church. But there's one mother. She died at the altar of prayer. And she says, save my children, save my grandchildren, save my sons, save my daughters. She prayed that prayer many a years, but in 1979, she seen them all come in. She seen sons, her daughters, her companions, she seen them all come in. Why tonight? Because she interceded on her behalf. Brother Lane, it's no more than you. Brother, how many times that little mama of yours got into that closet that same land? I don't know where he's at tonight, but you know, save him, keep him safe. I'm telling you, she was interceding for the old boy. Look where he's at tonight. He's sitting on the house of God. He's sitting on a pew. I'm telling you tonight, I didn't have a praying mother, but thank God was a praying saint.
Woo! Praise God. Praise the Lord.
I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it each and every time you called her name out in prayer.
That's right.
You know, every Mother's Day, Brother Donnie, a lot of churches, they probably do here, they sing that song, my mother called my name out in prayer. I'm telling you, a lot of people had a mother that called her name out in prayer, interceding for the children. I didn't have that, but thank God my children do. Save my children. Save them, Lord. Do a work. Send the conviction power of the Holy Ghost. Arrest them tonight, Holy Ghost.
Right. Praise the Lord.
I believe, Brother Bowen, tonight, we can pray conviction on them, brother.
Right.
We can pray conviction on them, Brother Horace. I believe we can. It's just a matter of how much you want to. How much are you willing to push back the plate? How much are you willing to get along with God? How much? Lord, help me. I can do without a few meals. I can take and push back the plate just a little more to see a child or someone saved.
Right.
It's all in how much and how far you're willing to go. How far are you willing to go tonight? That's where it's at. You can have as much as God as you want to have. You can see things happen. It's no more than it was in the old church. You hear Brother Harsh testify that all the time. We can have that same power. We can see the same thing. You know, God says, I have changed not. I'm the same today. I'm the same tomorrow. I'm the same forevermore. If anybody change, who change? We need to take and get on our face before a holy God. They're standing in the gap. They're standing in the gap. There's so many that stood in the gap. And I'm fixing to go to a church right here in just a little bit that stood in the gap for one person. For one person. Just bear with me. I want to turn to Job. You know, Job was one that interceded for his family. You know, I ain't going to go but for five scriptures here. It says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was a perfect and an upright man. One that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him seven sons and three daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels. And 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. and his sons went and feasted in the houses, everyone in his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone, about Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. Oh, for Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This did Job continually. He was standing in the gap for his children. He was standing in the gap for his sons. He wasn't like Eli. You know, Eli didn't strain his. He didn't strain his. He let them sin right there at the temple. But I'm telling you, Brother Job, he stood in the gap. He said, my sons might have cursed God in their hearts. But he stood in the gap. He interceded on her behalf. He kept going before God. You know, that's what we got to do. We got to keep going before the throne of grace tonight. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to take and pray about this, and I'm going to leave it alone. But we got to proof. We got to continue to go. You come tonight. We got to press. Keep going before the throne of grace. Keep going. Don't go once. You don't get an answer. Go again. Go again. Keep going until you get your answer. Keep going. Just bear with me. I'm going to be closing for a moment. I don't know who this is for. The Holy Ghost does, though.
That's right.
Job 16:21 says, oh, that one might plead for me with God as a man pleadeth for his neighbor. That's standing in the gap. Okay, I'm going to turn back there to that church I was talking about in the book of Acts. So that book in Acts chapter 12. And I ain't got too much more after this, but here it goes. Now by the time Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. There was the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quarantines of soldiers to keep him intended after Easter, to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church of the God for him. I'm telling you, he was interceding for old Peter. He was calling his name out in prayer. He was saying, spare Peter. I can take it here tonight, and my spiritual eye can see it. Save Peter. I'm telling you, deliver him. Deliver him out of that prison house. But I'm telling you, old Peter thought he was having a dream. He dreamed. He thought he was having a dream that the chains and the shackles fell off, and he went through the first and second ward. I'm telling you, old Peter was delivered out of the prison house, and he went over there to where the church was praying, and he began to knock on the door, and a little girl come named Rhoda. She come to the door and knew it was Peter. She went back to the church and she said, old Peter standing at the door knocking. I'm telling you, the church said it must be his ghost. It must be his angel. I'm telling you, he didn't even have faith to believe what he was praying. But the Lord delivered him out. He delivered him. He interceded for him. Are you interceding for your children tonight? Are you interceding for them? Are you getting along with God? Are you calling their name out? Are you calling their name out? I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it all.
Yes.
It's going to be worth it all. These some that I'm really praying for right here in the church. These some right here in this church, I'm praying for them. I want to see them come in them doors. I want to see them. I want to see them get on these pews. I'm telling you, I've seen some of them here that really had the victory. Somebody really had the goods, but he ain't here no more. But I'm interceding for them. I'm still praying for them. I'm telling you, the enemy that wars against your soul, he'll try to bait you a trap. He'll try to get you in a trap, to get you out of church house.
Right. That's right.
But we got to intercede for them.
Right.
Intercede for your children.
Yes.
Intercede for your grandchildren. Intercede for your family. I'm living proof. Prayer works.
Yes.
Prayer works.